The Milwaukee school system is again falling short on some student achievement goals under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Also, a federal court settlement is leading to changes in the use of student suspensions. State Department of Public Instruction Superintendent Tony Evers says DPI has tried to address those issues with the agency's latest corrective action plan for Milwaukee. Evers says fewer students would be suspended if there's an early effort to intervene against bad grades and bad behavior.
It's a system where every single teacher in the district kind of follows the same protocol as far as investigating deficiencies and reacting positively. It's almost like an IEP, an individual education plan for every child.
Evers says he hopes more federal money will help pay for the intervention effort. The corrective action plan also includes more accountability measures and improving teacher quality. Evers spoke to a school advisory council that Governor Doyle and Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett have set up. Barrett says the plan has potential.
When you talk about getting highly qualified teachers into the lowest performing schools, that's a pretty dynamic change. Now, that's the goal. The question that I raised here is, all right, how do you make that happen?
Barrett's panel was set up when it was reported that Milwaukee schools might be heading for a double-digit property tax hike later this year. Latest word is the increase might only be 3%. But Barrett says the school's council is also trying to address long-term financial problems. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.